As the COVID-19 Delta variant spreads across the Ohio Valley, some people have waited patiently to get vaccinated. Health departments and members of the Kentucky National Guard have been coordinating home visits to vaccinate some people who don't have access to transportation or who are medically vulnerable. Corinne Boyer has that story.
On a rainy Monday morning, two men dressed in scrubs knock on a door in Louisville.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, well, boy, everybody's here.
And we brought out the crew for you.
Wonderful.
We're going to take good care of you all.
That's Captain Michael Hart with the Kentucky National Guard. He and another guardsman arrive at the last home of the morning to administer a COVID-19 vaccination. Carol Ramey and her son Larry are both getting a shot.
The health department will call and schedule for your second shot, okay?
Okay.
Why,
that didn't do anything.
I know.
Well, that's wonderful.
He's good.
See how good.
Thank you all so very much.
Ramey doesn't leave her home often. Like Ramey, several other Louisville residents either received their first or second dose of a COVID-19 vaccination on this same day. The shots are given by the National Guard. Captain Hart again.
There's that level of appreciation for these folks who really cannot get out of their home, or to get out of their home is a really big event, and they're so grateful for it. And there's just an extra level, I would say, of fulfillment being able to help those people out.
The Ohio National Guard has also administered shots in homes. It's taken a while for people who are medically vulnerable and can't leave their homes or don't have access to a car to get vaccinated. The National Guard has been mobilized to do what public health departments don't have the staff or budget for. It's a telling sign of the hit public health departments have taken prior to the pandemic. Scott Lockard is the public health director for the Kentucky River District Health Department, which serves Leslie, Letcher, Knott, Lee, Owsley, Perry, and Wolf counties.
Responding to the pandemic has strained our resources to the max, and without the assistance that we have received from the National Guard and other staffing from the funding that's been directed to us, we would have been totally overwhelmed by this pandemic.
Lockard says he's grateful, and the guardsmen have been well received in an area where skepticism about the vaccine is common. Hart has also worked to coordinate vaccinations in some of these rural counties.
It really helps to have the additional kind of manpower from the guard to have more people who can put shots in arms. So that's where really the guard comes in and helps.
A nurse in the Ohio National Guard has been doing the same. Major Sarah Woodson said there are a number of reasons people may not be able to leave home.
There's just barriers there. Maybe it's transportation. Maybe they're on oxygen. And it's just not safe for them to go out into the community and get that vaccine.
It's not the only time the Ohio National Guard provides free medical care.
We do things like guard care, where we kind of go out to different counties where there's like that vulnerable population in that community, and we will do immunizations with the health department for kids and adults, and then also do medical checkups, dental exam, things like that.
Despite Medicaid expansion in Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia, Lockard said the need for additional medical services is always in demand. He worked with the Remote Area Medical Clinic in Perry County in June. It's a nonprofit that travels around the country providing free medical care.
And we had individuals coming from bordering states who did not have coverage for dental services or vision care. The need for these type of clinics and the free care, it really spotlights the gaps in our health insurance, our Medicaid, our Medicare coverage.
The Kentucky National Guard continues providing vaccines in homes. Back in Louisville, Jacqueline Turner, a lifelong resident, uses a hospital bed. Turner worried she might get COVID-19 from a healthcare worker coming to treat her at home.
And I'm relieved that, you know, someone could come out and do this. You know, because I can't get out to do this on my own.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Corinne Boyer.